Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast for the weekend, it's all about the snow, rain, and drizzle. All area schools were closed for Friday, a reminder that school closings and delays are announced Monday through Friday during the Driftless Morning Show between 6 and 8 a.m. For the rest of today, continued snow before 2 p.m., then a chance of rain between 2 and 4. The snow could be heavy at times, high near 34, east wind gusts as high as 24 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 100%. Total daytime snow accumulation of 2 to 4 inches possible. Tonight, a slight chance of drizzle or freezing drizzle after 5 a.m., cloudy with a low around 30. Saturday, a slight chance of drizzle or freezing drizzle before 10 a.m., then a chance of drizzle in the afternoon, cloudy with a high near 36. Saturday night, a chance of drizzle before 7 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 28, and on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high near 36. And in the news, a majority of Wisconsin's U.S. House delegation, including two Republicans, voted in favor of a plan Thursday that would give federal protection to same-sex marriage rights. Republican U.S. Representatives Brian Steele of Janesville and Mike Gallagher of Green Bay were two of just 39 Republicans in the U.S. House to vote in favor of the Defense of Marriage Act. A total of 139 Republicans voted against it, with one Republican recorded as present. All 220 Democrats voted in favor of the plan, including U.S. representatives from Wisconsin, Ron Kind of La Crosse, Gwen Moore of Milwaukee, and Mark Pocan of Dane County. Gallagher voted against an earlier version of the plan in July, but said the latest amendment version of the plan had won his support. Among the changes in that amendment was a provision stating that nothing in the act shall be constructed to recognize polygamy or marriages between two or more people. That, according to a report from Wisconsin Public Radio Online News. Pocan, who identifies as gay, gave a brief speech ahead of the vote saying the proposal would protect marriages like his. With the revised Respect for Marriage Act denying legal recognition to any legally married couple would be so far out of the mainstream that it would actually be discrimination, Pocan said. And I'm sure no one here would intend to discriminate against me and my spouse, as I would never against you and yours, end quote. Again, this report comes in part and used with permission from Wisconsin Public Radio. The U.S. House overwhelmingly approved the marriage equality bill that would ensure same-sex and interracial couples continue holding many of the rights they now have should the U.S. Supreme Court overturn the cases that establish those constitutional protections. The measure now heads to the desk of President Joe Biden, who plans to sign it. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.